Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good late morning. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio live from Misty Cafe, 100 North Main Street in Portchester. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. We're here once again for our Inspiri Shark Marketing Hour, which is a combination of Inspiria Outdoor and Shark Creative. Every month we allow a platform for our marketing-minded friends. We get together, we ask some questions, we try to provide some helpful information to our listeners. And the basic premise is all about marketing. There's a lot that can be said about marketing. So today, we thought we would do a special edition. It was about a month ago that the Business Council of Westchester put on a panel, and the panel was all about your personal brand, your business brand. And to my right, to your left, is Stacy Cohen, the president and owner of Code Communications. Hi. And Stacy happened to have been the moderator of that panel. So we thought, why not gather the folks together again and create a podcast out of that same panel? Because Stacy, you did a phenomenal job as the moderator, and you came up with some really great questions. We want to share that. We want to share that with our friends. We want to share that together with the audience. And so we'll sort of recreate that, and we're going to have some fun with it. So at this point in time, I would just like to turn over the program to you, Stacy. You have at it. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you wanted to talk about as far as the personal and business brand. And then the three of us will try to answer your questions appropriately, and we'll go from there.
Sounds great. And thank you for inviting me.
Our pleasure.
In terms of my background, I am the proud owner of a full-service marketing communications firm, Code Communications. And I ended up getting into personal branding about 8 years ago. I was working with a group of individuals that were career transitioning, unemployed, underemployed, and they really needed help in defining who they were and really figuring out how to put themselves out there. So just want to talk a bit about personal branding and business branding, and they're more intertwined than ever. And you know, we have to remember our lives they've become so transparent. There's more information about us out there than ever before. So we've really got to be conscious of our reputation, both online and offline. So I always say personal branding is no longer a luxury. It's truly a requirement. And so basically, the difference between a business brand and a personal brand is a business brand is built around an identity you create for your business. And so just a quick vocabulary lesson on a personal brand. Personal branding has only been around for 20 years. A management guru, Tom Peters, actually coined the term in a Fast Company article when he wrote, "You are the CEO of Me, Inc. To be in business today, our most important job is to be head marketer for the brand called you." So what was his point? Basically, companies are not the only ones with brands. Everyone has a personal brand that defines them, and it's your passions, expertise, accomplishments, and values. And yep, your personal brand can be positive, negative, or neutral. So think about it. What we say, write, publish, post, click, all adds up to a personal brand that carries tremendous weight. And more true than ever today, think about our outputs, photos on social media, blog posts. Everything is permanent and discoverable. So you have to think about your personal brand. It's really mobile, and you carry it with you wherever you go. A lot of people think that some brands just happen, but they don't. The best ones are carefully honed. So you need to create a digital presence for your business yourself. And what it is, essentially, it's really about differentiating from the competition. So you have to always think of, why should someone choose you, whether it's a prospective business, whether it's an employee, employer, And so I always say that when you have the CEO or the business owner of a brand as a strong brand asset in conjunction with the corporate brand, it's where 1 + 1 = 3. So one point before we get into the questions, you also want to encourage your employees to build their personal brand and share the company's brand story. And with that little opening, I'm going to go into questions. And I guess my first question is for my incredible panel is, tell me, how did you come up with your company name?
You know what, Stacey, before we even get into that, I would be remiss if we didn't like officially welcome our other guests. I should have did that. What a terrible anchor I am. To my left is Ronnie Ram, the president and owner of Inspiria Outdoor. And to his left is Bud Hammer, the president and owner, CEO of Atlantic Westchester. So thank you guys for taking the time to come out this morning and join us. But to answer your question, Stacey, I guess I'll kick it off. You asked how we came up with the company name, right? And in my case, it's an interesting mix between personal and business brand because the name of the company is Shark Creative, and we spell it with a C. So the ARC in Shark is actually happens to be my initials, Andrew Richard Castellano. Not something that I necessarily advertise. I don't advertise my name in the company name, but it's surreptitiously in the brand, right, in, as far as that goes. And Shark, the name, we tie that to all things that we do. Everything that we do has sort of an audio component to it, and we'd like to say that we bite into that first impression. And so the shark connected with biting into the first impression to be creative and make something happen was how the name kind of evolved.
Great.
Or started.
And then, of course, in front of me, I see a lot of orange. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, we talk about orange all the time. For whatever reason, I just respond to the color. When I was a child, I always loved the color orange. I don't know whether that had anything to do with me going to Syracuse, which is
go orange,
our alum.
Yeah.
You know, Syracuse orange. And I just took that color with me, and it stays with me all the time. So all my accessories are orange. The business has the color orange in it, among some other colors. I think everybody kind of responds to a certain color. For me, that happens to be orange. And I always say, I know Bud jokes me all the time, but I do wear something orange almost every day. So whether it's on the socks or whether it's on the shirt or wherever it might be, you will find the color orange on me almost every single time.
And the socks are sharks.
Today they're sharks, yes. Yeah. Today they're not, I did not wear the orange socks today, but I did wear shark socks, and I'll get them up on the table if I need to at some point, but... anyway, so that's how the name came about some 20 years ago, actually. And we've morphed from an on-hold messaging company only into an all-audio resource, which is what you see today. This
right.
is our podcast. And part of Shark Creative is our Westchester Talk Radio platform. And it allows us to come out in the community and do stuff like this.
Great. Fantastic. Inspiria Media. You know, I was thinking, I did not have the advantage of having you on the last panel, but
sure.
I'm so curious, how did you come up with that name? I guess I was thinking about it on my drive here, and I was thinking, you know, do you want to inspire people? So I'd love to.
Well, that's a great question, and you're a lot more creative than I am, Stacey. So thanks for having me on with the rest of the people on the panel. So we actually, I think that happens. It's like that bad story when you break your arm. You say, "What happened?" Well, 10 guys didn't attack me, and I fought them off, but I just slipped on a piece of ice. We bought a portfolio of magazines back in 07 with the name Inspiria Publishing. So I think there were probably three specific moments in the history of the company where we had an opportunity to change that or rebrand that, but we didn't. I don't know if that's a lack of courage or the fact that I think I'm so focused on going full steam ahead. But one of the things that we did do is it was Inspiria Publishing, then it went to Inspiria Media as we looked at the services we offer to the company. And now, in the past 2 years, what we've really focused on, which has been extremely successful for us, is doing only one thing, and that's outdoor advertising.
Yes.
So right now, the only thing that we go by and we support our brand is Inspiria Outdoor Advertising. And one of the challenges, and I was president at the last panel, that you were involved was, you know, do people know who you are? And I know Bud's going to go next here, and I learned a lot when I listened to you, and I kind of chuckled. Do people know who you are and what you do based on your name? And one of the things that I had modified in the past 2 years was adding the word advertising. Although we are in Sperry Outdoor, everything out there to the public world right now is in Sperry Outdoor Advertising. So then people don't have to guess as much. And that's been, in my opinion, I think that's been really good for us, especially when we're working with strategic partners.
Yes.
Agencies that in many cases have thought that, well, they may be competition. Well, we're really not, because we don't do PR,
right.
We don't do digital,
right.
We don't do social,
right.
We only do outdoor advertising. So that's been our story of how we, I guess, not necessarily came up with the name, but supported that name through transitions and growth in our company.
And question in terms of brand confusion.
Sure.
Did you, with the change, has there been brand confusion? Because, again, I know
sure.
you're outdoor, but I can't help but just think of you as Insperia.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that I'll go back to the greatest challenge we had was with working with our channel partners, strategic agencies, and they had brand confusion because they didn't know if we compete with them or not. The media was such a broad topic for them, right? And companies shift into, two directions. Some companies are too focused in terms of perception, and they say, look, we need to be more broad. We felt that we were perceived as too broad, and we wanted to make sure people understand that we're very, very focused only on that.
Great.
So is there brand confusion? There always could be, but I think there's a lot less now than there ever was.
Great. Glad to hear that. How about you, Bud?
Well, I want to thank Andrew and Stacy for inviting me as well. And Ronnie, it's very nice to meet you, and I'm glad that you were at the panel discussion. So thank you for your kudos. Atlantic Westchester doesn't really tell you much, except we're maybe near the ocean and in Westchester County. It was born before I was, and my family bought the company in 1979, and the name came with it. So we kept it because it had somewhat of a reputation in our industry, which is HVAC contracting. At the time, we were mechanical installers. Service was sort of a second fiddle, and since then, we've evolved into more of a commercial service company. But again, Atlantic Westchester Inc. doesn't really say much about what it is that we do. So about maybe 10 or so years ago, I started to focus on building a brand around the name, and we had a choice. Do we change the name? Do we keep the name? Do we modify it? And we decided to keep it because it had already developed roots in the business community, and there was an affiliation between the name and what it was that we did. So we kind of rebranded the company around the name, and we came out with a revised logo, and we have all of our trucks that travel on the road and whatnot lettered the same way. And I hear from people as we've grown, Jesus, we see your trucks all over the place. And everything that we've done has been built around the graphics that we sort of developed so that there's an association with the name and what it is that we do. It would have been a lot easier if it was just called Bud's Heating and Cooling, but it wasn't. So I've never been one to do things the easy way. So we embraced the name that we had.
Great. And I remember our last conversation because it's Atlantic Westchester, but you, geographically speaking, you're outside of Westchester, correct?
Yes.
Do you feel that has been limiting to your business or not?
That's an interesting point. Yeah, we work essentially from Dutchess County down to New York City. We do three of the five boroughs, and then we go into Connecticut. And in New York, in Manhattan particularly, there's been an affiliation with, oh, you guys are from upstate, or you're from Westchester, or, do you come down here often? Well, in fact, we're down there every day. So I navigated through that challenge with the people that we spoke to and basically made them feel comfortable that we were the ones moving and that they were the ones staying, and it didn't really matter where we were coming from. As long as we could provide decent response time, did it matter? So okay. we overcame
Good.
That challenge.
That's great. So let's talk about your elevator pitch. I don't know if you've heard this statistic, but the average American has 8-second attention span. So I meet you at a networking event and, hi, I'm Stacy, and I want to hear from whoever would like to answer there. Let's not make it a 60-second elevator pitch because that will be too long, but let's say like 15 seconds. Can we all boil it down to 15 seconds?
Well, if you'd like, since I'm holding the mic, I'll go first.
Sure, why not?
So I've been working on an elevator speech for a long time. I joined some networking groups, and I go to a lot of events, so I get some practice. And I've tried to really hone it down into a direct message. And essentially what it is, even though it's not a memorized speech, I mix it up a little bit once in a while to just kind of fit the opportunity. But we work in a building on stuff that people don't really understand until it either breaks or needs to be replaced. And then they need to focus on it. And it's either good, bad, or ugly, depending upon their situation that they're in. And a prospective client that might feel some sort of pain would be very interested in speaking to me because I can help them navigate through it.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else want to chime in?
Sure, and I'll agree with Bud that you should modify it a little bit based on the audience you're speaking to, right? You could be in an elevator with lots of different people. So I'll turn to the left and say one thing and turn to the right. But essentially at Inspiria, our job is to help you identify your target audience and substantially increase the exposure to those people based on your brand and your messaging.
Great.
That's the shortest version of it.
Great. And would you like to...
Sure, and I would agree with what they both said too. Yeah. I mean, it's not always exactly the same, but more or less always boils down to, we are Shark Creative. We help you bite into that first impression. We're an all audio resource with a great platform, specifically messages on hold.
Right.
We're the guys that write and produce those messages that you hear when you call an office. When they press the hold button, you hear that message that's there. We like that to be us.
Great. So it really follows that, like, what we have to communicate to our target audience is, again, why should someone choose, your HVAC solutions over another competitor? So it's really all about value and benefit. So this is the $10 million question here. What is it that makes your brand stand out from your competitors? So, how are you different?
Well, I'm holding the mic, so I guess we'll go back. We'll do the snake thing here.
I like that.
Good question, Stacey. I suppose in our case, we'll talk about the on-hold product for a moment. That could be done anywhere, right? I mean, we do on-hold messaging for folks all across the world, truthfully. We have a global customer, and we have some international customers. But for the most part, everything we do starts in Westchester or Fairfield County. And as a result of that, most of our talent is pulled right from this area. So what I like to say to the folks that we do most of our business with, which is probably about 85% of our business, is right here in Westchester and in Fairfield. So I get to say to them, we're locally based. We use local radio talent. Anybody that does our on-hold messaging has been on the air or is currently on the air with some really great radio stations like right. WHUD or The Peak or WCBS or ABC. That doesn't really hold water with the companies that we might be doing outside of the area. But for the, like I said, for almost everybody else, it makes sense because that's really who we are. So we're, we put a stake in the ground in this area. I grew up in Westchester. I live in Fairfield. These are the communities that I'm raising a family in, and I happen to have built pretty good relationships here. So this is really where I want to be, and I just want to continue doing the business as much as I can in my backyard. So by us being local and using the local talent, that separates us. The other big distinction, I think, you'd be very hard-pressed to find an on-hold messaging company that'll also offer you a podcast to do in your office as sometimes a packaged opportunity. Right. And I've just learned that recently. Like, I really need to focus on that because we've been doing a lot of events in the community for Westchester Talk Radio. But I have to make sure that those folks know that at the core of my business is our on-hold messaging product. That's the sticky product. That's the recurring revenue.
Right.
We can do all these wonderful things in the community and help. And that's really what we're doing with Westchester Talk Radio. But if I want to stay in business, I have to make sure that they know that they can subscribe to our on-hold product. So my point was, sign up for our on-hold messaging product, and we're going to offer you a podcast as no charge.
Right.
So that's a really major distinction. And I think going forward, that's going to be a major way for me to help continue to grow the company.
Without a doubt. And again, the first time we spoke, it was like you mentioned everything audio. And I think podcasts are so popular and growing right now.
It's definitely a hot topic. And with that, we hear the noise in the background, so we're going to use this moment to take a break. You've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio for the monthly Inspiri Shark Marketing Hour. We're live from Misty Cafe in good old Portchester. We'll be right back after this word.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back. Once again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Misty Cafe here in Portchester, New York, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our friends at Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lapolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped up in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. I'll turn it back over to Stacy. She had a question, and we're going to head down to my left.
Okay, great. So, to pick up where we left off, again, personal branding is why choose me, why choose my business. So I want to, again, ask the question, you know, what is it about your business that makes you stand out from the competition? So how are you different?
Sure. So one of the things that we have trained our staff, and we do it over and over and over again, and we have to support it every day, is responsiveness. I think responsiveness is one of the most important things in running a business and in life in general. You know, when you hear about people getting frustrated, no matter if they're buying something, they're buying a couch and they're not getting a call back on delivery date or anything else, it's all, they didn't even call me back, and that's what you hear. So in Inspiri Outdoor, one of the things that we've established years ago, and we really stick to this, is during business hours, if you inquire, if you call, you get a call back within 5 minutes. And I know that's it sounds like not enough time, and it sounds like it's hard to manage, but we do it. And It doesn't matter what you're doing. I like that client to get a call back immediately. So much so that when you inquire on our site, the first thing you do, you get an automatic response with my name on it, with my face on it, with my contact info, saying the ball's now in our court and this is what's going to happen. So just in case that doesn't, if the process has an issue, you at least have the opportunity to contact, you know who to contact directly. But that has to happen.
That's, you know what, I have to tell you, that's great for a couple of reasons. One, if we think about humans, as humans, we all want to feel important and recognized. So that's great. That definitely addresses that. But the other thing, I love what you said about your staff and bringing them in, because I always say you want your staff to be brand ambassadors and understand what is the core value of the company. And again, the culture. So good for you, Ronnie.
Thank you so much. And I want to mention, actually, Andrew and I share offices in White Plains, and his high school history teacher came in yesterday. And we have our core values for Inspiria in the waiting area. And he's the first person in a long time to compliment me. I guess he sat there, read them, and said, I want to compliment you on having those core values. That is really great. And we do stand by that. Friendly, approachable, responsive. And it's what, when I interview somebody, I ask them to kind of review that. And I talk to them, this is what's most important. We can teach you how to do the job. We can teach you the technical stuff. We can teach you even how to deal with customers, as long as you believe that you should be friendly, you should be appropriate, you should be responsive, and you should help each other out.
That's great. Mm. Important lesson for all companies to bring the message, the brand message internally as well. Bud?
So, good answers, guys. I agree 100%. It's culture and the people. Besides the business model, and we stick out a little bit differently than a lot of companies in our space, where we just focus on commercial service. We don't do construction, we don't do high rises or anything like that. We have a very narrow focus, or I should say a very focused target market out there of owner-occupied buildings, and we just do service and maintenance for our daily bread and butter. But it's the people. They build relationships with our clients. It's the integrity. It's the transparency. And agree, Stacy, there's a lot of access to information. So you can get Yelp reviews or Google reviews, or you can go on YouTube, and people can become a weekend warrior as far as, hey, I can fix this. Why do I need them? Well, we take it a level beyond that. And with the people and the mission that we're driving, I think in addition to me being kind of the face of the place and trying to be consistent in our messaging, that's one of the things that does make us different. In addition to HVAC is not a real sexy kind of a topic, so I'm out there. And I'm out there promoting the business on a very aggressive level, which a lot of my competition in the commercial space is not doing. It's very common in the residential space, but we don't play in that arena, if you will. So that is, you know, kind of a combination of a few things that has made us stand out.
And really, it goes without saying that all of you, you know, excuse me for the marketing jargon, but we've all heard about business to business, B2B, business to consumer, B2C, but it's really business to human. And people buy because they trust you. And in order to get them to trust you, they need a relationship. There's a crazy statistic that 86% of us buy based on emotion. So again, that relationship building is really, really key.
It's huge.
Huge, huge. So let's talk about some of the tools that we're using to build our and promote our individual and business brands. And again, this could be anything from testimonials, blogging, speaking, direct mail, public relations. I'd love to hear what you're using and what you find is the most effective.
Well, since I have the mic, I'll go first. It's a suite of stuff that you kind of put together. A lot of it begins with kind of a concept of what it is that you want to do, and then putting the tools in the toolkit to go out and do it. A big game changer for us was about 4.5 years ago. We hired a PR company that also helps us with marketing. We built a whole digital platform out of that. We have a pretty strong LinkedIn presence. I myself am a networker, so I have a lot of connections on LinkedIn. I go to a lot of events. I get involved in things like the very thing that we're doing right now. So I put myself out there. And the public relations avenue that we took has exposed me on a national basis. So I've been quoted in certain publications in our industry. I've gotten some speaking engagements. I've been interviewed in certain things. So I've built content. And content is something that we can use that keeps our website fresh. It keeps us justifying social media messaging. The LinkedIn has been phenomenal as far as just getting out there and being known in our industry. So the whole combination has been very effective. And the one thing that I would say, if anybody is about to embark on building a brand, once you choose an avenue to go down, you have to remain consistent. You have to commit yourself to the journey that you're about to go on. You can't do anything, excuse my language, half-assed, or it's not going to work. So you have to be committed, you have to put in the effort, and then the return will come.
Great. Couldn't agree more. That was well said, yeah. Bud.
All right, so I'm going to piggyback on a couple things here. So I think the commitment is really important. So the first thing is it's really important for people to understand and really believe that marketing and advertising is an investment. It's not an expense. It might go on your expense line, and that's not a bad thing from an accounting standpoint, but it has to be seen as an investment in your business. You know, when you look at, you know, rates of the banks today, you're going to laugh, right? Oh, wow, I got a 2% CD. Think about that. The return on investment you can get from investing in your business is going to be a lot more than 2% if you commit and you do it right and you look at a longer horizon. Not let me try it for a month and see what happens. You have to really put that campaign together. So I believe in that consistency, keeping your name out there. I think it's really important. I also believe in continuously supporting your brand after the sale, right? It's an area where a lot of people forget. Okay, we sold the customer, we got the lead in, what do we do after? One of the things, Stacey, you asked about what we're doing is, you know, after the sale, and I hate wasting paper, believe me, I'm very responsible in terms of social recycling, but part of our process is I want people to get a thank you letter from management in the company after each contract, no matter if it's your 10th contract with us, 20th contract, or first time. So we start, you know, we send a pen, and that's, yes, it's partly self-serving, but it's partly nice. And you get a letter with my name and Andy Cereda, which is our director of outdoor. Certain contracts, you get you're at a certain level, you get the next day, you're going to get your edible arrangements or other basket, which is a nice touch. A lot of times, you know, you get that thank you of that you went over and above. But I say this because it's important to, as Bud mentioned, to keep it consistent. This is not, once you do that, you can't stop. You send it to me once and now I don't need to do it again. You know, if you send somebody a basket, they're going to kind of expect the basket the next time as well. So again, it's a commitment. But when you think about it, it's such a small price to pay to show that client that you care. Same with holiday gifts and letters. And lastly, thank you notes. I have a new account executive, which essentially is a salesperson on my team, and I talked to him about sending handwritten thank you notes. And we send my letter and we send emails and everything else, but wow, isn't it so different when somebody gets a handwritten thank you note today? So whatever you can do, and that, and truly, Stacey, I believe supports your brand. Taking an extra step beyond what is expected from you, is anything like that can support your brand any way you do it.
It's funny you should say that, and I've talked about this before with Bud. We played golf or whatever we did last year, and he sent me a handwritten note.
You played golf.
Yeah, we definitely played golf. We're going to talk about that. But, you know, that's such a strong message that's being sent by sending something so personal like that, you know, to go into the brand. And you brought up golf. I was going to bring up golf. Part of my whole the thing that I feel is very important is building relationships. And there's a sport that, you know, you hit a ball 100 times, 90 times, maybe 80 times, and you get to hang out with somebody for 4 or 5 hours. I love using golf as a tool to build personal relationships with friends, family, business associates, whoever it might be. I happen to love to play. There's a lot that goes into that, but it's just such a great way to spend time with people, quality time, you know? And for me, I think the personal brand and the business brand are very much intertwined. Ronnie mentioned my history teacher happened to be in the office yesterday. Why would your history teacher come to your office?
I'm curious about
you know what?
That.
I mean, he's on my call it the board of elections for me, personal board of elections. He's someone I always looked up to. He was my history teacher.
He's an advisor
of sorts, but I stay in touch with him. I reach out with him. I asked him if he was available to come to the office and go for breakfast. And we do that every year for the last 20 years. And that's not uncommon for me. I do that a lot. I do like to take my mother out for her birthday for breakfast or lunch, take my aunt out for breakfast, take my cousins out. You know, that's all part of, I feel, I guess, who I am and what Shark is,
yes.
You know? And both Ron and Bud feel the same way, too. I mean, things have to be consistent. I started being consistent with reaching out to people and building my own personal brand with them for so long. Why would I ever stop? So, and hopefully, you know, they're enjoying the company, you know? So, and if that's the case, then that's great. But yeah, to be consistent with the message is huge. I mean, you go to whatever it is, if it's McDonald's or a wonderful steakhouse, you come to expect something. Whether you're in China or whether you're in Florida, you kind of know what you're going to get when you go there. And that should be the same thing, whether it's in Inspiria or whether it's Atlantic Westchester or whether it's Shark. You know, you should feel like you know, you're going to get that service that you've come to expect, and hopefully you've set the bar high.
That's great. So I don't know that I'm going to play golf with you, but maybe the spa. Maybe the spa one day. Anyway,
great. Stacey, you can just throw the balls. Just come
okay.
And throw the balls.
I'll drive the car.
That's right.
Pretty good driver. So a couple of things. First of all of your answers were so spot on. Just want to recap and mention a couple of things. The consistency is key. I always say you can't just turn on the volume of communications and then just walk away. You need a constant drumbeat. The other thing is I loved what you said about thank you. Every night before I go to bed, I think about, is there someone that I did not thank? Because just as I said, humans want recognition. Just by saying, you know, thank you, I really appreciate that. The edible arrangements, very nice touch. So one more thing just in terms of the relationship building. As a professional marketer, the first thing I am always asked is, how do I get more clients? If it's healthcare, how do I get more patients, nonprofit? How do I get more donors? And I always say, look at your existing client base. They are your pot of gold. They're the ones that have bought from you. They trust you. They like you. So I just wanted to add that. And then just one other thing and then one final question. What you're all talking about also, which I really like in terms of marketing, is having an integrated marketing program. And just one thing that I want to add, you need to be strategic, creative, and then very strong on the execution. So as we were saying during break, it's a multi-channel environment. It's a little overwhelming, but again, having that focus and consistency is key. So last question. So obviously we all know that our personal brands are not static and we have to evolve them. And I'm curious, I'd love to ask the three of you, you know, how have your brands evolved? You know, it could be through innovation, it could be through expanding into different geographic markets.
Thank you, Stacey. In my case, I'd say being creative and innovative has been the way that we've had to evolve. The company started off solely as an on-hold messaging company, and now here we are doing live podcasts. For both the Westchester and the Fairfield County communities now. We did expand into Fairfield. And so everything we do with the podcast is mostly community-based, but we've recognized recently that why not do this for private parties too? So I mentioned to you the last time, we are now launching what we're calling Your Mitzvah Radio, which takes the same idea, this little souvenir we're putting together here today, but why not apply that to a party? Most specifically a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. And we're actually working with, hopefully with Life the Place to Be, where we may set up there on a regular basis and be hired to cover those parties. Because what great way to encapsulate a conversation with an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or whoever it might be that may not be here 10 or 15 years from now, but you'll always have the audio and not just a 5-second or 15-second little clip. It'll be a nice 4 or 5 minute discussion where they could really dive into that, you know, their the person that's being honored that day. So that's how we've been able to be innovative. We've had to be. We have to kind of turn on a dime all the time. I always say in my emails, you might notice it says, you know, always moving forward. And then I have my signature. And much like a shark, sharks are always moving forward. So we're always moving forward, maybe not as quickly as I sometimes like it to be, but, you know, we are keeping our eyes on the ball, and we're always looking down the line and trying to come up with more creative ideas, whether it's bring an inflatable shark to a golf course or whether it's, you know, build a podcast in the community.
And I just want to add, I love what you said about your signature line. Another great piece of real estate to promote your brand. Good for you.
So the Inspiria brand has evolved based on both the needs of our clients and what's happening in the market. And, you know, there's a lot of frustrations out there when things change in the market, when things are very complicated. But I absolutely love it because I think when it's complicated, when it's tough to make decisions, that's when they need experts in the field to make it happen. And our brand and my brand has been understanding that we need to show up. And there's a great quote, and I know you love quotes, Stacey. It says, sales tend to go to the people who show up. So our brand has evolved in terms of me getting more of my staff out there to make sure that Inspiria continues to show up in multiple places on a larger scale. I'm going to pass it to Bud because I know we're short on time here.
simply stated, what we do in buildings can make an impact on a budget and operating expenses. And about 10 years ago, as energy efficiency and sustainability were becoming a more important part of our daily lives, I embraced it. And I believe embracing change has really made us different. So what we did was we built an energy efficiency part of our business where we go into buildings and we help our clients make their stuff work better and be more efficient and in the end cost them less. And my part of my initiative was not only training some of our employees, but getting involved in the business council's partner of the Green Business Partnership. And we were number 18 certified company and very proud to say the only HVAC company in the program. So that was a major change that we undertook, which introduced us to a whole new crowd of people that were like-minded and presented a lot of opportunities for us to grow.
Very nice, Bud. Well, you know what? I know my mix master, Matt's going to give us the hook, but I wanted to, you know, just formally thank every one of you, Stacy Cohen, Ronnie Ram, Bud Hammer, Eugene Hammer. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the monthly Inspiri Shark Marketing Hour. This was really great. Very refreshing. Really good information. Hopefully our listeners will enjoy it, and we'll look forward to seeing you and presenting something fresh for you next month. Once again, Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, and live from Misty Cafe here in Port Chester. Take care.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.